City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, episode 16.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Mark.
Can we really afford to water the lawn?
No, but your mom likes a green lawn. I know it's not much, but, well, she's been working so hard lately. I thought the least we could do is have the grass not die. I know it's a little thing, and I'm sure she'd say it doesn't matter, but I think we can splurge on this a little.
Yeah, we'll just skip the caviar one night this week.
Yeah. Going downtown again?
Yeah, dropping off some more resumes. Hopefully I can get someone to actually talk to me today.
With all the tech companies in this town, you'd think someone would talk to you.
Yeah, well, I talked to most of them when I was looking before. I guess I'm just hoping they don't remember me. There are some smaller companies around. They pay a lot less, but I figure because they're just starting out, maybe they'll just want a competent programmer and not care so much about all the cultural stuff.
I'll be praying for you, son. I know it's been rough, but hang in there. God's got something planned for you. You just have to trust that he's got it all taken care of.
I know, but I'm having trouble. I'm feeling depressed about all this. I know in my heart that God is in control of all this, but I can't stop the voices in my head telling me that I'll never be able to find a job, and I'll just be a burden on you and Mom for the rest of my life.
First, you'll never be a burden to us, Mark. You're our son. It would be one thing if you were just lazy and weren't trying, but I know that's not the issue. I appreciate that you go out every day and do everything you can to find a job. Second, you need to stop listening to those voices in your head. That's just the devil trying to make you doubt God. Don't fall for it. Ask God to help you just ignore all that noise and trust him to work things out.
I know. I'm trying. I appreciate you and Mom supporting me like this. I really like that we started our nightly Bible reading again. It really helps. Especially the stuff we're reading in Daniel now. I can kind of relate to what those guys were going through.
Yeah, a group of young guys in a culture they didn't know, with lots of excuses to ignore God and just go along with everyone else. That does sound kind of familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, too familiar.
But God helped them be faithful. He got them through some pretty tough times, too.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have to worry about lions or fiery furnaces yet.
Not yet. I love the answer Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego gave Nebuchadnezzar when he threatened to throw them into the furnace for not worshiping his statue. They told him that God was able to deliver them from his hands, but even if he doesn't, they weren't going to go along with idol worship. Talk about being obedient to God no matter what.
Isn't that when Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the furnace?
Yeah, Mark, he did. But then God got them through it. The point is, are we willing to obey God no matter what? God gave you the strength to obey him. You passed the first test. Now here's another one. Are you going to trust God and not let those doubts get to you? Can't you see, son, that God is strengthening you? Can you see? He must have something big he wants you to do if he's doing all this to prepare you.
Huh. I never thought of it like that. Thanks, Dad. Thanks.
Praise God, son. Just hang in there. God will get us through this.
Yeah, I know.
Pastor?
Andrea, come in, come in. Have a seat. What can I do for you?
I might have some good news. A school that's interested in hiring me.
Oh, praise God. What school is it?
It's actually a Christian school, Eastside Christian. I wanted to ask you if you knew anything about it.
Oh, yes, I do know that one.
Is it a good school? I mean, I know they're Christian, but these days a lot of people call themselves Christian, but don't actually seem to act that way.
I know what you mean, but as far as Eastside Christian, I think they're okay. I mean, they're multi-denominational, so they don't believe everything we do, but they do seem to have the gospel right.
That's good to hear. I was so excited when they called me. I didn't want to get my hopes up. That's why I wanted to check with you before I got too far into this.
As far as I know, they're okay. I used to know the principal. That was years ago, but he was a godly man and ran his school the right way. How did you hear about them?
I've been looking at every school in this city. I just happened to find their website, and they had a teaching position open, 4th and 5th grade, just like I had at my old job. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I've been praying so much. I admit, I've been worrying. I know I shouldn't, but after what happened to me before, I wasn't sure if God still wanted me to be a teacher. But when I saw this, I thought it was an answer to prayer. I didn't want to get too excited, though, in case it wasn't a good place.
No, I think you're pretty safe with this one. Certainly safer than the public schools.
That's what I thought, too. It may not be perfect, but at least I wouldn't be forced to teach all those terrible things. I can talk about God openly. Oh, Pastor, I'm so excited. I really hope this is what God wants me to do. I can't think of a more perfect situation. Teaching at a Christian school.
Now, Andrea, you know that Christian schools don't pay as well as public schools, right? Are you going to be okay with that?
I know. I'm going to have to change my expectations quite a bit. But after thinking I'd never teach again, I'm willing to sacrifice for this job, for a chance to serve God this way. I'm so excited, Pastor. I pray he gives me this job. It would make these past several months worth all the pain. Oh, Pastor, please pray for me. I so want this to be God's will.
And God's will is what we need to pray for. I hope this is God's will for you. It certainly sounds like it could be a good situation, but I'll also pray that God gives you the strength to do his will, even if this particular job isn't it.
Yes, Pastor, you're right. I need the strength for that. I want to do God's will, whatever it is. I just can't help hoping this is it.
Well, Andrea, I sure hope it is. It's good to see you smiling again. It's been quite a while.
I know. This has been so hard. I'm so thankful that God's gotten me through this. I think I've learned to trust him more and not be so weak when the world wants me to compromise.
That's a good lesson to learn. It's nice that God's taught you that one when you're young. Unfortunately, there are lots of opportunities to not obey God, to just go along and make things easy on ourselves. It's nice that God's been strengthening you so much already.
I pray he continues to give me the strength to stand up for him. I never want to go through what I did at that school. I'm so ashamed for going along with all those terrible things for so long. I pray I never do anything like that again.
It looks like God's taught you a very valuable lesson, Andrea.
Yes, Pastor. Now I just pray he gives me the strength to remember it if I'm ever in a situation like that again.
I'm sure he will. Would you like to pray now, Andrea?
Oh, yes, Pastor, please.
Father, thank you for giving Andrea this opportunity. If it's in your will, Father, we'd pray that you would provide this job for Andrea. Thank you for the things you've taught her and for the strength you've given her. Whatever your will is, Father, please continue to strengthen her and to help her to always trust you and stand up for you. Help us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Over here!
Carol, how are you?
I'm good. How have you been?
Oh, I've been better.
Yes, I heard about the incident with the police and the street preacher.
Yeah, you and everyone else in this city.
I know. It seems like that's all anyone talks about.
Well, the media loves a scandal, and the public likes following a scandal.
I've been praying for you, Madeline. I'm sure this isn't easy on you.
I appreciate that, Carol. You know what's funny, though? It isn't the scandal or all the media attention that's really been on my mind. It's the things that street preacher was saying. He was talking about these verses in John 3. The funny thing is, I had just read that chapter recently and had been thinking about it. It's strange that that was the same thing that guy was preaching about.
God must really want you to think about those words, Madeline. He made sure you'd have a good way to remember them.
Yeah, police, tasers, being arrested. I don't think I'll forget anytime soon.
That's good, Madeline. The most important thing we can think about is our standing with God. None of us knows when we're leaving this life. If we leave with the guilt of our sins still on us, things get much, much worse after this life is over.
Yeah, that's what's been on my mind. Especially that part about people not coming to the light because their deeds were evil. I guess I've never really thought of myself doing evil things, but compared to God's standard, I don't know. I keep feeling like I'm in a lot of trouble, and I'm just starting to realize how much.
Yes, Madeline, God does not like sin. He hates it so much that he had to pay the price for it himself. No one else could do enough to overcome the power of sin. But he did do that, Madeline. He did it for us. He did it for you. Madeline, if you die in your sins and go to hell, knowing that God gave you this chance, can you imagine how miserable you're going to be for eternity?
I know, Carol. I know. That verse keeps echoing in my head over and over. It's that one that says, he who believes in him is not judged. He who doesn't believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's why I feel like I'm already in deep trouble. Like I've already been convicted and I'm just waiting to be dragged off to prison.
We've all been found guilty, Madeline. That is why we all need a Savior. Don't forget the first part of that verse. He who believes in him is not judged. What mercy! What a relief, Madeline! Just confess your sins, repent, and believe Jesus did this for you. God will grant you repentance and give you faith in Jesus, and then you'll be washed clean from all those sins, all those things that you've already been convicted of. Jesus will justify you, make you righteous. He's already served your prison sentence, Madeline. Are you really going to waste that gift?
Oh, Carol, I hear what you're saying. I know it's all true, but I just don't know. It's like there's something holding me back.
The devil isn't going to give you up without a fight. But you said it yourself. You know it's all true. God put it inside of you to know. The only thing holding you back is that love of sin. But Madeline, are your sins really worth going to hell for? What if you die on your way home tonight? Will all those sins have been worth what you're going to have to go through forever?
No, they're not. Oh, Carol, I have to go. Jira's at home and I just need to go.
Madeline! Madeline! Oh, Father, please help her.
Mom? There you are! Where have you been?
Not now, Jared. This isn't a good time.
When are we going to have dinner? I'm starving!
Jared, you're going to have to make your own dinner. I really can't do this right now.
What's wrong, Mom?
Oh, I was just talking with Carol down at the coffee house.
The pastor's wife? See, I told you not to talk to her. Look how upset she's gotten you. Mom, these Christians are ruining everything. They've got you in trouble at work. People at school are saying bad things about you. And me. And you still talk to them, and now you've come home all upset. Why didn't you just stay away from them, Mom? Aren't you in enough trouble?
They're helping me understand, Jared. God's helping me understand.
What? No, Mom! What are you saying? You're not turning into one of them, are you?
Oh, Jared, it isn't about being one of them. It's about me and God. These things I've done wrong. The sins I've committed against him. I need him to help me.
Why? Did they tell you you're going to go to hell? See, that's what they always do. Is that what you read in that stupid book? Okay, I'm getting rid of that thing.
Jared, no!
I'm throwing this thing away before it makes things even worse!
Give me that. That's my Bible. Let go, Jared. What are you doing, Jared?
I don't want that thing around anymore, Mom. Look what it's doing to you. They've got you scared about going to hell, when all you're doing is what everyone else does.
Yes, Jared, that's the problem. Everyone is doing sinful things. We're all sinful. That's why we're all in so much trouble. This is why we need Jesus. I need him. You need him.
What? I do not need him. What have I done?
Oh, Jared, we all need him. We're all in trouble. But God is so kind to us. Look at all the chances he's given us. I can see it. I can see the mercy he's showing me. He's letting me see. He's giving me a chance. I don't want to go to hell, Jared. I don't want you to go to hell. Jesus can save us, honey. He can save us.
No, I do not need Jesus. What are you doing, Mom?
Jared, come back, honey. Oh, no. What's going on? Please help me. Please. I'm in so much trouble. I need you so badly. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry for all these things. I'm sorry for my whole life. Forgive me for living like this. I need you. Please, please save me. I need your help. I'm lost.